Hey, everybody, I'm just editing the show and I realized I forgot to tell you something. Today is voting day if you're in the United States, and we have a really big election for president. So if you haven't voted yet, Mark and I voted on Friday, like I said, but if you haven't voted yet, go vote. Do it now. Today is Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Love Your Red Hair Day. I don't have red hair, but if you do have red hair, you should love it. It's also National Donut Day. I probably won't have a donut because I'm trying to get back into my counting of the calories. Although a Krispy Kreme donut is only around 200 calories for the, I don't know if they have sizes, but just the regular Krispy Kreme, the kind that comes in the dozen or separate, no chocolate glaze or cream filling, just the regular glazed donut was around 200 calories. Which may not be good for you, but it definitely could fit within a 1,800 calorie a day diet if you wanted it to. But I probably won't, because that's 200 calories I could be eating or eating something else that's probably better for me. So anyway, you don't always have to celebrate them. Well, we've just had a little bit of excitement around here. I went into work on Monday, and I think we had finished talking about Sunday pretty much. Saturday, what did we do? Saturday, I'm trying to think about what we did on Saturday. Well, we did early vote on Saturday. No, we didn't. What am I talking about? We early voted on Friday. I'm so out of kilter here. And then on Saturday, I can't remember what we did, but I'm pretty sure I went over it with you guys. It was not a haircut day. It was. Well, now I'm curious what I did on Saturday, because I cannot remember what I did on Saturday. Saturday was nothing. There's nothing on my calendar on Saturday. You guys. Why can I not calendar? I'm just looking on Google here. Calendar.google.com. Google, did I do anything on Saturday? I'm pulling up Saturday right now just to see. Because Mark always puts stuff on the calendar when we do stuff. I could just go back and listen to yesterday's show. I don't know why Google is having such a problem pulling up Saturday. Mark had a haircut. And, oh yeah, football game, duh. We have a text message about it. I went to an Arkansas Razorbacks game. So it was Arkansas Razorbacks, and it was the Ole Miss Rebels, or whatever their mascot is now. And in fact, we have some contact about that. Gary in Portland says, regarding you going to the Piggy game on Saturday, because we're the Razorbacks, we have this whole thing that they do. Woo, pig, suey, woo, pig, suey, woo, pig, suey, Razorbacks. It's this whole thing. You raise your arms and you do this. And they do it a lot of different times during the game, but it's called calling the hogs. Anyway, Piggy. I was watching and looking for you. Is that better? I assume Gary is saying, is that better that he gave context? Yes, Gary. Thank you for giving context. Some people just may not know, or maybe they didn't listen to the episode that you're referring to. So, well, I don't think we were on camera. Mark wasn't there. It was just myself and my stepdad. But I don't think we were on camera because generally, well, I don't know this for sure, but generally when you're on camera, they have it up on the scoreboard. When different audience folks are on camera, they have it up on the scoreboard. So I never saw my face on the scoreboard, thank goodness. And because I had no interest in being on anything. We left probably 2 minutes into the fourth quarter because the score was so, there was no way that Arkansas was going to catch up. I kind of wished I had worn some Ole Miss paraphernalia because we did, Ole Miss did so well or Arkansas did so poorly. I don't know which or both of those could be true because 63-31 or somewhere around there. And I, you know, there's also a chant that Ole Miss does. Hotty toddy, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? Hey, flim flam, bim bam, Ole Miss, by damn. It's, you know, flim flam, bim bam, really? Did they run out of things to say? But it's similar to the calling the hogs that the Razorbacks do. And they did it several times during the game. I wanted to do it with them. I did it silently under my breath because I was sitting amongst a lot of Arkansas fans. But I did see, like I said, I saw several Ole Miss fans sitting next to Arkansas fans, like they were friends or family, and they were not beating up on each other or anything like that. So I think it was okay. We walked back to the car, probably took about 20 minutes to walk back to the car. And then we drove home, and there was a little bit of traffic. I mean, there was a lot of traffic, but we were able to get home within about a half an hour. It's normally about 20 minutes, so traffic only added maybe 10 minutes to the drive. And then Mark and I did not feel like eating out. We didn't feel like going and eating in a restaurant. And so we ordered DoorDash or Grubhub. And we had Applebee's. How often does anyone have? I was just tired of all the stuff. We had had Chili's recently. Olive Garden apparently does not deliver via any of the apps. Or at least I couldn't find them. And maybe they're on Uber Eats. I'm not sure because I don't usually use that app and I didn't look there. But I looked at Grubhub and DoorDash and there was nothing. I looked on Olive Garden's website and on their app and they don't have delivery as an option in my area. Or they didn't have delivery as an option at all. And so I thought, oh, I'll just get Applebee's. So we got those pretzels with the beer cheese for an appetizer. And I got some penne pasta with some kind of cheese sauce and some honey pepper chicken strips on top of it. And yeah, so I got a salad. So I like salad. So I had a salad with it. And that was it. And we watched something. We watched a movie. Oh, we watched that movie. I'm trying to think of the name of Woman of the Hour. It's about the serial killer. The actor who played this did. I mean, I don't know the story, so I can't really say what this serial killer looked or acted like, but I can say the actor who did this came across as very creepy. And it had Anna Kendrick. It was all right. It wasn't the best thing in the world. It was a Netflix movie, but it was okay. It was enjoyable. We watched that, and that was pretty much it. And then on Sunday, I think I've told you guys, had church, nothing really to report there. Came home, recorded Throwing Down. And, well, we had lunch at Olive Garden because we had been thinking about Olive Garden on Saturday. And so we had our restaurant of the week at Olive Garden. Sometimes we just are not in the mood to be original and we're just like, we'll just go to a chain restaurant. So occasionally we do that, but we do try to do new restaurants as often as we can. We're going to Denver in a couple of weeks and we will do a nice restaurant in Denver for our restaurant of the week when we're there. So, you know, we do what we can. And we came home and Mark cleaned and I did some of my React course, the web React web stuff that I'm working on. And I edited the mix. I recorded Geeky Gay. I recorded Throwing Down. Yada, yada, yada. Did all that stuff. And then we just had a normal Sunday evening. And then today, it was pretty much a normal day at work, but we had bad weather come through. We have bad weather that is coming through right now as I record this. And our local meteorologist, he is all about some severe weather. He loves it. They put him up on camera with the map And he zooms in, zooms out, tries different radar views, goes to the cameras that they have all around the area to show, oh, that might be a tornado forming right there. So anyway, they sent us home from work because I went in today. But they emailed and said, hey, there's a potential for tornado warnings or for tornadoes in the area of the spit valve factory. So you guys go home. So my boss said, go home. So I left around 2:30, something like that, came home and worked for about an hour, hour and a half at home. And then really that's when we started getting your phone goes off, you know, and you get that noise that we all know when there's a storm warning. So our phones go off, and we spent an hour and a half sitting in front of the television watching Darby Bybee, who is our local weather guy. And we did have a tornado touchdown, but it was not super close to our house. It was probably 25 minutes away from our house. But there are still thunderstorms going through the area as we speak and as I record this. And who knows? There could be a tornado, but so far we're good. The problem with our house is, as with most modern homes or a lot of modern homes is, we have a lot of windows in our house. And so there are not very many places you can go during a tornado or during a thunderstorm that are not near a window. Our entire bottom floor, there are just windows all over the place. So we mostly stayed on the couch in the living room because it's kind of in the center of the house, but it's really close to this laundry area that we have. Probably the only area that does not have windows, the laundry room, the entryway into the garage, and our walk-in closet for our bedroom, because they're right there next to each other. But they're 10 steps away from the living room. So we just watched Darby Bybee, and finally, the last tornado warning was gone for now. There may be more later because, again, there's still a storm system that's going past. But none of the rotation hit Tontytown, so we are safe at the moment. And that's about it. Then I came up here, finished up a little bit of work because I had to stop working early, and then now I'm recording. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.